You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And as I keep telling you, you turn us on, and you'll hear it as well. Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. Well, probably a little bit later on this morning. It is Tuesday. It is the 9th of August as we make our way through the month. International Day of the World's Indigenous People today has been recognised and celebrated by the United Nations. National Day celebrates the independence of Singapore. Now, this was from Malaysia back in 1965. National Women's Day in South Africa. And last but not least this morning, if you are a book lover, if you love to read, well, guess what? National Book Lovers Day today is being celebrated, and that's in the United States.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Ooga, 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 chaka, ooga, 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 chaka, ooga, 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 chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need a cure. I just stay up and can if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing.
We all know that one, don't we? Blue Suede and Hooked on a Feeling. However, do you remember who it was originally by? Hooked on a Feeling is a 1968 song originally written by Mark James and originally performed by BJ Thomas. Thomas's version featured the sound of the electric guitar, which was played by Reggie Young, reached number 5 in 1969 on the Billboard Hot 100. Recorded by many other artists, including that one, Blue Suede, whose version reached number 1 in the United States in 1974. If you've just woken up, very good morning to you. It's exactly 5.5 minutes. That's after the hour is 6 o'clock.
Show. It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
That's the sound of Pebbles there, and giving you the benefit of the doubt, no less. And that was preceded by Go West and King of Wishful Thinking. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are at 89.3 Cool FM, and we're very efficient this morning because it is now exactly 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock time to do this for this morning. Get you off and on your way to wherever you're going. First of all, we'll start by putting you in the shower. A lot of you, no doubt, have already had your shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going today. So just sit back and relax and enjoy Candy Staten.
Just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years, and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the baby, but you won't have your man. While he's busy loving every woman that he can.
Great memories, that one. 1976 disco chart topper, Young Heart, Run Free. There you go, on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning as we are coming down 19 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. That's it, yes, Young Hearts, Run Free. That was really very successful in Europe, and it was Staten's biggest-selling record is the anemic You Got the Love. That was from 1986. That was released in collaboration with the Source. And by the way, she was inducted into the Christian Music Hall of Fame and is a four-time Grammy Award nominee. By the way, that one, Young Hearts Run Free, that wasn't her first success. She had great success in 1970, and that was for a remake of Tammy Wynette's Stand By Your Man. Time for us to tell you what we got lined up for you this morning. In the last hour this morning, we do have a guest coming in, which is great. We've got director Alberto Serra coming in, talking about his new movie, El Sacrificio, coming in with his partner. So we'll be chatting with Alberto later on this morning. And also usual bits and pieces, of course. We'll be linking up with our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, see how she got on with her bathroom. It's all exciting, isn't it? So we'll be chatting with Ingrid, also with Yasmin, of course, finding out how the world of Yasmin is going on. Usual bits and pieces in around about 10 minutes' time. We'll take a look at the local news headlines. Some of the items we'll be looking at in a little bit more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. 7 o'clock, we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines. 7:30, some of the international business headlines. And in between the two, we'll take a look at the weather. So that's what we got lined up for you for this morning here on the Breakfast Show. I'll tell you what, another jolly song. Perhaps if you've just got in the show and you missed it, here's another one for you. The Bee Gees, of course, and Jive Talking.
Yeah.
plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that +507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media. The Spinners and One of a Kind Love Affair. I tell you what, seriously, so tristy this morning. Ah, oh, so sad. Olivia Newton-John passed away yesterday, and it's just unbelievable, really. 73 years of age, she'd been suffering with cancer. When she was first diagnosed with cancer back in 1992, so what, that's 30 years ago. But sadly, she succumbed to the terrible disease and passed away. What a history she's got. Absolutely brilliant. We're going to have a little, later on this morning, we're going to have a little homage to Olivia Newton-John. It just seems strange. It seems like, just like yesterday when it all started with her and with Greece, etc., etc. So, yeah, we'll do a little homage a little bit later on this morning. All right. And so we've got plenty of great music going right through till 10. What we're going to do right now, though, is a quick little break. And when we come back, we'll take a look at some of those local news headlines that we will be looking at a bit later on this morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AvantikaPTY or by WhatsApp 6972-5218.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply. And you are listening to The Breakfast Show. Very good morning to you. If you've just joined us, it is Tuesday. If you've just opened those little eyes, yes, it is Tuesday. It's the 9th of August. We're whipping our way through August already, aren't we? Now, let's take a look. This is some of the items we will be looking at in more detail later on this morning. The Panama News. The confirmed patient, by the way, with the second case of monkeypox in Panama, received strict monitoring, and this is at his residence by the public health team of the Metropolitan Region, the Ministry of Health reported on Monday. Melva Cruz, General Director of Health of the Ministry, said that this patient received an evaluation by specialists in infectiology who determined that this person could isolate himself within his residence. Now, according to the epidemiological investigation that has been carried out, there is no close contact with the patient who has been detected with the disease. The Ministry of Health, then, we haven't had anything for a while, have we, about COVID? Well, let me give you the latest figures. They did put some out yesterday. They advised on Monday that 9 people died of COVID-19 in the week of the 31st of July to the 6th of August. 9 people passed away. The total number of deaths in Panama now from the respiratory virus amounts to 8,434. This is highlighted by the epidemiological report of yesterday. Now, the positivity percentage, by the way, for that week, 14.5%, which isn't bad. And they carried out a total of 40,565 tests. Active cases in the country have dropped down to 7,906. Of that number, 7,741 are in isolation, 145 are in hospital wards, and 20 in the intensive care units. The citizen consultation movement went on Monday morning to the First Superior Court of Justice to request the definitive suspension of the construction project of the new seafood market in Caledonia. Now, according to the members of the movement, the mayor of the capital, Jose Luis Fabrega, has been defiant in continuing with the project, despite the fact that there is currently a temporary suspension order issued by the 18th Circuit Court of the First Judicial District. And this is from Panama, in the city. In addition, the Third Administrative Litigation Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice agreed to the provisional suspension of a resolution of the Ministry of Economy and Finance, which authorized Fabrega to use three fincas on the coastal strip to build his new market. The VAMOS, or Let's Go Coalition, which brings together independent candidates, presented its electoral offer on Monday with a view to the general elections of May of 2024. These are 107 true independent candidates who seek to occupy positions of deputies, representatives of townships and mayors, said Deputy Juan Diego Vasquez, one of the promoters of the coalition. Vasquez assured that these people come to do good politics and put the country's interests above personal ones. The promoters, by the way, of the movement have said that all their pre-candidates signed non-negotiable commitments. Thus, they endorsed not patronizing and must also present concrete and necessary proposals. Other commitments acquired in this in the publication of this declaration of conflict of interest and to carry out an austere campaign spending much less than what the law establishes. And they've also, by the way, said that they will not be taking advantage of the electoral criminal jurisdiction. Interesting. Now, let's look at our next story. Although Ricardo Martinelli and his wife, Marta Linares de Martinelli, denied the publications of La Prensa, in which it was reported that the General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI, is investigating a group of companies linked to the former president's family, his legal team has mounted a strategy to try to stop the investigation. Now, thus, Martinelli made use of two resources to invoke a criminal electoral jurisdiction before the DGI, and to present before the Supreme Court of Justice a warning of unconstitutionality against the letter from the director of the DGI, Publio de Garcia, in which he communicates to the former president of the process, which seeks the real and true taxation of your company. Lawyers consulted by La Prensa, such as former magistrates of the Supreme Court, former comptrollers and experts in electoral law, point out that none of these resources have a basis since the jurisdiction is only for natural persons, not legal entities, and that the DGI is empowered to audit any company. More about that later on. It's quite a long article. The Single Union of Construction and Similar Workers, that's Suntrax, announced nationwide protest actions for this Wednesday, August the 10th. Sal Mendes, General Secretary of Suntrax, said that this is because the government has refused to give concrete answers to the demands of the Panamanian people. A spacious and a clean space. Yes, if you're off to the concert tonight, this is some of the requests of Mark Antony. A spacious and clean space, a comfortable living room set with a rug and glass tables and two full-length mirrors. These are some of the requests made by Puerto Rican artist Mark Antony, who will be at the performing at Panama as part of his Payavoy tour. The famous artist, whose concert is scheduled for this Tuesday, also requested a bottle of Don Julio 1942 tequila, Opus Wine 2003, two bottles of Silver Oak Cabernet Napa Valley, another of Grey Goose, and Bud Light Beer, as reported by sources of the Panamanian production company Magic Dreams. Oh, and the list goes on. There's more of that. You listen to us at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. It's quite a load of drink, isn't it? If you're listening, Mark, do be careful. We'd hate you to fall over again. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We're 21 minutes, that's before the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
The mountain is high, the valley is low, and you're confused.
Show with Jerry D.
I wake up, terrify myself again. Cake to make up, and a little loss. These reactions are relentless, abandoning the permafrost. Got a list. I disappoint them only to exist. I lost my place in life. I lost my point of view. I lost what it is to love. When I lost. My masterpiece to the nothingness greeting me. Everything smells like sympathy. Who am I fooling? Will I gotta live? I lost my place in life. I lost my point of view. I lost what it is to love. When I lost my faith in you. All my friends say, but I don't think so.
Already become a favorite of mine. It's only just been released. It was released on the 5th of August, so well, that last Friday that came out. The latest single from Robbie Williams. His album, which I believe is going to be called 25 in Roman numerals, is due to come out right about 9th of September. So we're going to look forward to that. So there he is. It's called Lost by Mr. Robbie Williams. You're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM. Take a little rummage around the internet, see what stories we can find for you today. Try and find something with some good news. Good mornings go out to Roberto Mera and family. They've been listening this morning to Mary Lou, to Paul Dixon. Over there in the UK, good morning, Paul. Thanks for all your snippets of info. There you go. She's going to beat your shelter. That's Taylor Dane. If it's going to rain. Something we do need, of course, is rain here in Panama. La, 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 la. Hey, Taylor Dane, and I'll be your shelter. By the way, it would appear that Eric Clapton's in a little bit of a problem. He walked into the police station and made a full confession. He said,
I shot the sheriff.
And that's it. Yes, Eric Clapton and I shot the sheriff, and apparently he will be released fairly soon. 5 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. If you keep an eye on the time this morning, Now, I don't know how many of you were with us when we sort of were winding up the program yesterday, but I was mentioning I've been to see John Carney at Frank's Place on Saturday. It's always great to watch John in action and listen to his amazing guitar playing. And he finished off with Europa by Santana. And, of course, the great guitarist Santana. And I played a little bit I played a full track by Gary Moore, who's my other favorite guitarist. And I sort of played the beginning of Parisian Walkways, because that is my air guitar piece of music. If I get the old air guitar out and play along with Gary Moore and Parisian Walkways. And I said, well, you know, I didn't get a chance to finish it, so I'm going to put it on the playlist for tomorrow. So take us up to the top of the hour, Mr. Gary Moore, Parisian Walkways. Get that air guitar out. Stop the car. Pull over. Goes, isn't it amazing? Oh, what guitar work is that? Mr. Gary Moore and Parisian Walkways. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, that is Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Paso afuera que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500,000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And by the way, don't forget our friends at Encuentro 24. You can find the biggest Hisense TVs at the lowest price in Panama now. This is on Encuentro 24 with the service Entrega a Domicilio. You get free delivery and 10% off only at Encuentro 24. All right, so do check them out. Plenty of great bargains, plenty of great offers there from our friends at Encuentro 24.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to us on The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. The time right now is 3 minutes after 7 o'clock, and it is the 9th of August. Some of the international news for this morning. Taiwan's foreign minister said on Tuesday that China was using the military drills it launched in protest against U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit as a game plan to prepare for an invasion of the self-ruled island. Joseph Wu, speaking at a press conference in Taipei, offered no timetable for a possible invasion of Taiwan, which is claimed by China as its own. He said that Taiwan would not be intimidated even as the drills continued, with China often breaching the unofficial median line down the Taiwan Strait. Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong on Monday warned of the scope for miscalculations over tensions in the Taiwan Strait, which he said were unlikely to ease soon amid deep suspicion and limited engagement between the United States and China. In a televised address ahead of the city-state's National Day on Tuesday, Lee said that Singapore would be buffeted by that intense rivalry and tension in the region, which should prepare for a future less peaceful and stable than now. An inferno at Cuba's largest oil storage facility has killed at least one firefighter, injured many more, and threatens to further swell the fuel import bill for the impoverished island nation that relies on foreign oil for everything from transportation to its power grid. Cuban officials may need to scramble to set up expensive floating storage capacity. This is to handle imports aimed at easing an acute fuel scarcity, sources and experts said on Monday. Sri Lanka said on Monday it had asked China to defer the planned visit of a Chinese ship to the island country after initially approving its arrival this week, yielding to diplomatic pressure from neighbourhood India to keep the military vessel out. The Huan Huang 5 was due to arrive on Thursday at the Chinese-built and leased Hambantota port in Sri Lanka's south for 5 days. This is for replenishment. It is currently sailing in the East India Ocean, according to Refinitiv Icon. Russia launched an Iranian satellite into orbit on Tuesday from southern Kazakhstan, just 3 weeks after President Vladimir Putin and Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei pledged to work together against the West. The remote Kayayam sensing satellite, named after the 11th century Persian poet and philosopher Omar Khayyam, was launched by a Russian Soyuz rocket. And this was, it entered orbit successfully, according to the Russian Space Agency. Now, Chile will seek to apply harsh sanctions on those responsible for a huge sinkhole near a copper mine in the country's north, the mining minister said on Monday. The mysterious hole of 36.5 metres in diameter that emerged in late July has provoked the mobilisation of local authorities and led the mining regulator, Sema Goenimin, to suspend operations of a nearby mine owned by Canada's Lundin in the northern district of Candelaria. Japanese designer Issei Miyake, famed for his pleated style of clothing that never wrinkles, who produced the signature black turtleneck of friend and Apple Inc. founder Steve Jobs, has died, media said on Tuesday. He was 84 years of age. Miyake, whose name became a byword for Japan's economic and fashion prowess in the 1980s, died on August the 5th of liver cancer. Kyodo News Agency said no further details were immediately available. So that's some of the things in the international business news for ordinary news for the international ordinary news for this morning. Business news we'll be taking a look at around about 7:30, and between now and then, well, we'll also take a look at the weather. Deep inside.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Yes, Do It Again. And that's from Steely Dan. 1972 was when that was released. A single off of their debut album, believe it or not, Can't Buy a Thrill. And the single version differed, by the way, from the album version, shortening the intro and outro and omitting the organ solo. As they released it in 1972, debuted on the Billboard Hot 100 on November the 18th of 72 and reached number 6 on the US charts in 73, making it Steely Dan's second highest charting single. I tell you what, we're going to take one more piece of music, after which we'll look at the weather. Harry Styles and As It Was. You know what I can see? Oh, I can see sunshine. Yes, looking out the studio window this morning, the sun is actually shining. It's all rather nice. Let's take a look and see what is in store for us today, Tuesday, the 9th of August. We're going to start over there in Costa Rica, as we do in the mornings. 31 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature over there, with a minimum of 22. 37 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation, and 85% relative humidity. And for this morning, it's going to be partially cloudy, isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and tonight, isolated showers. Now, moving over to West Panama, this side of the isthmus, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature and 23 being the minimum. 38 is the thermal sensation. It's going to feel quite hot and sticky, with relative humidity at 85%. Partially cloudy for this morning, stormy rains in the afternoon, and some isolated showers tonight. The metropolitan area, which is where we are hanging out right now, pretty much the same, 32 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature 24, the minimum 38, to say it's going to feel quite warm, 38 degrees, the thermal sensation, 85% the relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning, we got the sun peeping through right now, stormy rains in the afternoon, and some isolated showers for tonight. So pretty static, pretty much the same. Let's see if any different out there in the Gulf of Panama around the Perlis Islands. We're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature and 23 being the minimum. Same as the rest of us, 38 degrees, and that's the thermal sensation. And it says here that their relative humidity is 85% as well. So not much change, because normally their relative humidity is that bit higher out there. We're looking at isolated rains and thunderstorms, though, for this morning. Stormy rains in the afternoon and those isolated showers coming in tonight. So there's the forecast. We're going to move over to maritime conditions and see what's in store. We're going to start looking at the tides, starting with the Pacific for today. 12:40 a.m., that was the first high tide today, 4.15-meter high tide. Low tide, that was at 6:50, that was about half an hour ago, 1.04 meters. And the second high tide, that'll be just after 1 o'clock in the afternoon at 1:02, and that'll be 4.51 meters. Low tide, the last one, 7:35 tonight, 0.58 of a meter. So there we are, that's for the Pacific. Let's take a look at the Caribbean side, see what the tides are doing. Low tide was at, that was at 5:13 this morning, 0.06, minus 0.06 of a meter. High tide will be just before 10 o'clock, just before we wrap up at 9:57. That'll be 0.03 of a meter. Low tide again, 1:52 in the afternoon. Again, this is a minus 0.03 of a meter. And the last high tide, that will be tonight, just before 10 o'clock at 9:58 p.m. And that'll be 0.46 of a meter. So there we go. And there are the tides. Looking at the actual sea conditions, what you can expect if you are going out onto the water. We're going to start over on the Caribbean side. We're looking at good conditions for this morning. Winds are light at just 5 to 10 kilometers an hour, coming from the west-northwest. Waves at 4 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions remain. We've got, say, light winds still, 7 to 12 kilometers an hour. A west-northwesterly direction is what we'll have with those winds. 4 feet are the wave heights for that side. That's on the Caribbean. Let's take a look at the Pacific on this side. Winds are a little bit higher at 10 to 20 kilometers an hour, coming from the south-southwest this morning. Waves, though, are just at 2 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions prevail, and we're not looking at much of a change. 10 to 20 kilometers an hour, the winds coming from a westerly direction from the west with 2 foot waves. And there we go then. That's it. There's your little look at the weather for this Thursday, deciding whether or not you're going to go out or not. Rolling Stones, Angie. sang. Yes, indeed. There they go. That's the Rolling Stones and Angie. It's all very illuminating, you know, isn't it? Well, if you want to be illuminated, you know what to do, don't you? Go and shop at Lumicentro. You know the best time to do it, don't you? When it's the best time to buy lights, when it's dark. Yep, Cyber Night at lamparaya.com. Lamparaya.com. That's L-A-M-P-A-R-A. YA.com. This is the official Lumicentro marketplace that brings you 30% of discounts. This is on selected products from 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. You see, when it's dark, it's the best time to buy lighting. This is every day, and on Sundays, by the way, it's all day. So exclusive promotions for the entire month of August applies only in web shopping. So get on there, okay? Lamparaya.com. Make some savings while it's still... Oh, it's finished. Oh, no, you've got to tell you what. You've got half an hour and it's still light. So pop along there now. Got till 8 o'clock. And also, let me remind you about, well, something else. De Gourmet Store. Now, De Gourmet Store, the delicatessen and specialty food store, is also in Paitia Mall. Now, if you don't know which is Paitia Mall, it's the one next to the Panama Clinic, the big new clinic there, and shopping center, not the the clinic, it's the Pacific Center as well. Then in there, they've got the clinic and the center and everything in there. So Pacific Center, they're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday. That's the Gourmet Store, the delicatessen and specialty food store, specialty, but also now in Paitia Mall. So do pop along and buy some goodies. They've got some stuff you can take away, eat and eat at home, which is what I like. Right, time on The Breakfast Show, 1:30 the hour right now of, 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Right, to tell you what, let's take a look, shall we, some of the international business news for this morning. Shares edged lower and the dollar hung off recent highs on Tuesday as investors eyed U.S. inflation data due a day later that will likely yield clues to any further aggressive Federal Reserve rate hikes. Now, the stakes are high for the July U.S. Consumer Prices Report on Wednesday, after an unexpected strong U.S. jobs data last week boosted expectations of a sharp interest rate increase to tackle soaring inflation. Now, the broader Euro Stoxx 600 fell 0.3%. This is after logging its best session in nearly 2 weeks on Monday, with German stocks down 0.4%, miners and autos among top gainers a day earlier led declines on Tuesday. The focus is on U.S. inflation numbers and whether or not they are likely to show any indication of a softening of inflationary pressures, said Michael Hewson, chief market analyst at CMC Markets. Oil dropped over $1 a barrel on Tuesday, approaching a multi-month low hit last week. Now, this is pressured by the latest progress in talks to revive the 2015 Iran nuclear accord, which would eventually allow Tehran to boost exports in a tight market. The European Union on Monday put forward a final text to revive the deal. A senior EU official said a final decision on the proposal, which needs US and Iranian approval, was expected within very, very few weeks. Another day, another hack, and another blockchain bridge has been burned. When thieves stole an estimated $190 million from US crypto firm Nomad last week, it was the seventh hack of 2022 to target an increasingly important cog in the crypto machine, blockchain bridges, strings of code that help move crypto coins between different applications. So far this year, hackers have stolen crypto worth some $1.2 billion from bridges. Data from London-based blockchain and analyst firm Elliptic shows, now already more than double the total for last year. President Joe Biden on Tuesday will sign a bill to provide $52.7 billion subsidies for U.S. semiconductor production and research, and to boost efforts to make the United States more competitive with China's science and technology efforts. The White House is touting investments that chip companies are making, even though it remains unclear when the U.S. Commerce Department will write rules for reviewing grant awards and how long it will take to underwrite projects. The Bank of England will probably have to raise interest rates further from their current 14-year high to tackle inflationary pressures that are gaining a foothold in Britain's economy. Bank of Europe Deputy Governor Dave Ramsden has said. Inflation spread was now showing up in rising British pay and companies. Pricing plans, now having originally been triggered by the reopening of the world economy from COVID-19 lockdowns and then by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Bank of England will go ahead with plans to gradually sell its vast stock of British government bonds, even if an economic slowdown eventually forces it to cut interest rates, Deputy Governor Dave Ramsden said. Well, the Bank of England is primed to become the first major central bank to sell some of the bonds it purchased during more than a decade of quantitative easing. With a £40 billion, that's around about $49 billion, sale program likely to start next month. Shouting over the clanging of machinery, Gerd Roders is reluctantly preparing for the temporary shutdown of his German aluminium foundry to survive Europe's growing gas crunch. Roders is hoping that by moving the 200-year-old plant to 3 weeks of 24-hour shifts, followed by a one-week shutdown, he can maintain output while cutting his gas bill, which has doubled since last year to €12.3 million. That's around about $12.6 million. Russian airlines, including state-controlled Aeroflot, are stripping jetliners to secure spare parts they can no longer buy abroad because of Western sanctions, four industry sources have told Reuters. The steps are in line with advice Russia's government had provided in June for airlines to use some aircraft for parts to ensure the remainder of foreign-built planes can continue flying at least through 2025. And lastly, wine production in France is expected to rebound this year from frost-hit output in 2021, although deepening drought may curb volumes, the country's farm ministry said on Tuesday. Wine production is expected to rise by 13% to 21% to between 42.6 million and 45.6 million hectolitres, the ministry project in its first outlook. Now, this is what they projected in their first outlook for 2022. A hectolitre, by the way, is equivalent to 100 litres, or 133 standard wine bottles. Yeah, useful information, isn't it? That's it. Some of the international business headlines for this morning here on the Breakfast Show. You're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM. Three Dog Night, and the show must go on. And it goes on, and on, and on. 20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here in this morning's breakfast show. Of course, as we mentioned earlier on this morning, sad, sad news over the passing of Olivia Newton-John. Tributes have been paid from around the world to Olivia Newton-John, who died the age of 73, but she'd been suffering with cancer. She was actually first diagnosed with cancer back in 1992. The British-born Australian singer and actress was, of course, best known for playing Sandy in Grease, one of the most successful film musicals ever made. Her Grease co-star, John Travolta, said that she made all of our lives so much better, while its director said, "What you see is what you get with her." Well, she died peacefully at a California ranch surrounded by family and friends. An actress and musician, Olivia Newton-John achieved commercial success as a country singer and sold millions of records globally. But it was her role as high school student, Sandy, in the film Grease that catapulted her to worldwide fame. The musical was the biggest box office hit of 1978 and gave Olivia Newton-John three huge hit singles, including You're the One That I Want and Summer Nights, both performed with co-star John Travolta. And it was a catalyst for change in both her image and her musical direction, shredding her innocent country pop image. Remember when she did Physical as well? Right, a little bit of a homage, I think, to Olivia Newton-John. We're going to do four in a row.
Not for you, babe, I couldn't even find the door. I couldn't even see the floor. I'd be sad and blue if not for you. If not for you, babe, the night would see me wide awake. The day would surely have to break. It would not be you if not for you. If not for you, my sky will fall. Rain would gather too. Without your love, I'd be nowhere at all. I'd be lost.
Love affair.
There we go. Yes, Olivia Newton-John, who passed away yesterday. And, well, thanks for everything. And please rest in peace, Olivia Newton-John. Time on The Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time right now, we're just coming up to, well, we're, about 5.5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. And I tell you what, sadly, the bad news just keeps coming. Looking in the world of entertainment now to see what's happening, we've lost another great name in the world of music, and that's the Motown hitmaker Lamont Dozier, dies at the age of 81. Of course, part of the Holland Dozier Holland team that wrote hits for The Supreme, The Four Tops, and more and more and more of the artists from that period. Here's Something About You.
Keep
we go. That's the Four Tops there, and Something About You. And that's one of the tracks, Holland, Dozier, Holland. And that particular one, Something About You, is one of the tracks. Northern Soul was a big thing over in the United Kingdom. It still is. And that's when they really sort of latched on to some of the songs, Motown artists, but that kind of period, where they weren't big hits, but they were very, very popular. And known as Northern Soul. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. You're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM. Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AvantikaPty or by WhatsApp 6972-5218.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL.
Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Con capacidad de 10,000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show. Right now we are 17 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Let me just remind you, our sponsors here, Encuentra 24. Every 6 minutes, remember this, every 6 minutes, somebody buys a car on Encuentra 24. So you have more than 5,000 cars to pick here in Panama. Now do it quickly because they go fast. Encuentra 24, if you publish it, they buy it. They buy it quickly as well. So pay attention. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 18 minutes now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. Plenty to come. We're going to have a couple of pieces of music. Then we'll link up with Ingrid. And also, we do have a guest, don't forget, in the last hour of this morning's program. Panamanian film director Alberto Serra will be with us with his partner. So that's a little bit later on here on this morning's Breakfast Show in the last hour.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast.
Radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Well, I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you. But what I've got to say can't wait. You'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I had to say I loved you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say. Understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. I love you. nothing there to just gotta see. Oh, you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song.
Doesn't get much better than that, does it? Yes, Mr. Jim Crochet there, and I'll have to say I love you in a song. Before that, was no mistaking that, is it? Little trip to Hotel California with the Eagles. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, the sigh of relief when you have pretty tats that are a problem. We're having some beautiful weather out here. Yesterday was spectacular. What a great sunny day. The cook got quite a bit of gardening in. She's gotten her lady lagniappe put together quite nicely. A lot of new flowers out there. We're talking about adding on a wall out here, so we've been looking at the grass, and I saw the news in the States about how a lot of people are removing their grass and putting in succulents and things like that in Nevada and whatnot so they don't water their grass and reduce their water consumption. Well, I'm thinking about taking the grass that has grown so beautiful on the side of the house and moving it to the other side of the house where it's not so beautiful so I don't damage the grass when I put in some more walls. It is a fine morning. I'm going to have to travel into the city, I think, tomorrow, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. But I heard that the blockades and the protests may start up again tomorrow. So anybody has any news on that, let me know, because I don't want to get stuck going into the city or coming out of the city. I'm a peaceful person. I don't want to cause no trouble. I just want to get there and get back. The flowers, look at them flowers and the water. Oh, and my tomatoes. It's you walk out and you feel like you're in a paradise. You're in the Garden of Eden and you're not sure which fruit you're not allowed to eat. I think it was apples. And thank goodness we don't grow apples here, because then I would eat them if they grew here. Boy, I sure would. Oh, but I've got some beautiful, what are those called? Impatience and variegated things and begonias and gosh knows what else they're called. I got them everywhere. Got papayas everywhere, palm trees everywhere. It's amazing. Wherever there is water, there is green. It is just, and it just grows so fast. What do they call them? Bougainvilleas? They grow so fast. I'm always cutting those back because they're trying to climb up to the electric wires and wrap around a few times. But you can hear the birds. We've got a bit of fog on top of the mountain over there. Difference between fog and mist. We had that on one of our Freaky Friday fun facts, so hope you remember the difference. It feels just nice to just get outside and breathe a little bit. I hope you all have a wonderful day today. Tomorrow's hump day, and I'm humping it into the city, I think. So you guys stay off the road so I don't have any traffic to run into. Until then, back to you in the studio!
Yes, and just remember, it is a beautiful day as well. Every day is a beautiful day. It's only us that screw it up. We're 26 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I was just looking at some of the things Neil sent us, things relevant to today's date, the 9th of August. If you want to go back all the way back to the year 1173, construction of the campanile of the Cathedral of Pisa, which is now known as the Leaning Tower of Pisa, begins, and it will take 2 centuries to complete. A little bit like the fish market's going to be, isn't it, really? 1483, opening of the Sistine Chapel in Rome with the celebration of a mass. And in 1678, American Indians sold the Bronx to Jonas Bronk for 400 beads. That's a lot of beads. Good morning to our friend Paul, Paul Dixon, over there in South London, United Kingdom. He sent me a link this morning to some information on the Commonwealth Games, because they wrapped up yesterday. Unfortunately, actually, Paul, I was watching the BBC last night, and they showed the closing of the Games. Well, they showed still photographs of the closing. That's all they've done, still photographs. We've got nothing, we've had nothing of it here, over here in Panama. What I found incredible was this was the BBC, it's the Commonwealth Games, it was in Birmingham, and all they would show us was still pictures of the closing. But anyway, according to Paul, it says legendary, well, this article at any rate says the legendary Birmingham rocker Ozzy Osbourne made a surprise appearance to bring the curtain down on a hugely successful Commonwealth Games in fabulous fashion. Now, Osbourne and his band Black Sabbath received a rapturous ovation from the 30,000 capacity crowd at the Alexander Stadium as they provided a fitting climax to a star-studded closing ceremony. The 73-year-old Prince of Darkness has not performed for several years due to ill health. I love you, Birmingham. It's good to be back, he shouted as he rose through the stage to round off the show with classic hit Paranoid. Earl of Wessex, Prince Edward officially declared the games closed after the flag handover to Victoria, the Australian state that will host the 2026 edition. You asked if we could play a couple of pieces of music from the closing, Paul. Of course, the first one being Paranoid from Black Sabbath. We'll be right back. we go. That's going out to Paul this morning. Paul over there, South London in the United Kingdom. Led Zeppelin, the second track he asked for, coming from the closing ceremony of the Commonwealth Games. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. That is Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial at 18 minutes before 9 o'clock.
I stayed too long. I should have heard the sirens. I blame it all. Sensation in my system. Can see no eyes. And golden hands, you grip my waist. Won't let me go. Singing words that make me stay. Sinatra charm, a silver tongue. A devil had the blue sea cradled on his arm. Those sweeter days don't taste the same. I never learned to walk away. Take the honey back, I'm more than any Friday shag. Used to talk so differently, daily dose my remedy. Got me out here smoking more, your influence round of applause. Losing more than I have won. Baby, babe, you should know that ain't my name. Only listening to problems if your odds are getting laid. Baby, babe, all the shit you say's the same. Just a secondhand serenade.
So that is the voice of Joy Crooks there, and it's just called Sinatra. And talking about Sinatra,
strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walk in town on silver spurs, the jingle too. A song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time. And I will give to you summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time. And I will give to you summer wine.
My eyes grew heavy and my lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave to me more summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time. And I will give to you summer wine. Summer.
When I woke up, the sun was shining in my eyes. My silver spurs were gone, my head fell twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving for more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off those silver spurs and help me pass the time. And I will give to you my summer.
Well, there's a Sinatra in there, yes. Nancy Sinatra, together with Leigh Hazlewood and Summer Wine. A long time since I heard those two together. Leigh Hazlewood, in actual fact, I don't know if he's still around, I have to check. Taking a little rummage, Londoners basking under Britain's hottest ever summer are getting the chance to find out and sample a range of other flavours more readily associated with savoury winter dishes. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about ice cream. Yes, we are. New flavours of ice cream, including porridge oats and HP sauce. Right. There's a lot of weird flavours, and me and my sister were very excited to try lots of them, said 9-year-old Izzy Conviser, a customer at the Ice Cream Project temporary store in central London. That's what they told Reuters. I think the weirdest is probably ketchup and baked beans, because it's just like the most unusual thing that you would ever have when it comes to ice cream. Absolutely. 10 before the hour of 9 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Top of the hour, don't forget, 9 o'clock, we'll be taking a look at the local news. If you missed it at 8, we got it for you at 9. This is one of my tracks of the week, for this week, Calvin Harris, featuring Normani and Tinashe and Offset.
Yeah. It's all about me and talk about me and look at my
Not bad, is it? Oh, there we go. It is called New to You, and that's featuring Nomani and Tinsha and Offset there on that track, Calvin Harris. Time on the Breakfast Show, keep your eye on the time, 5 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Let me just remind you, you can't do it now because it finished about an hour ago, but that's Cyber Night at Lamparaya.com. This is the official Lumicentro marketplace that brings you 30% off discounts on selected products. That's from 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. every day. And on Sundays, by the way, it's all day. You can't go wrong, can you? Exclusive promotion for the entire month of August applies, and that's only in web shopping. All right, so remember that. 8 till 8. It's easy. When it gets dark, you need light. That's the place to get it. Also, let me remind you, the De Gourmet store, now it's also located in Paitia Mall. There you will find the much sought after grabs and goes, delicious dishes ready to heat and enjoy. I like that idea. De Gourmet store, Paitia Mall, they're waiting for you. Paitia Mall, that's right next to the Pacific Centre, little strip mall, just before you get there if you're coming from the nasty roundabout. Right, tell you what, we've got time to squeeze one more in from this morning. Another one of our daily playlists. This is called Breathe, and it's Todrick Hall.
Love and use my favorite drug. I can never get enough.
I'm never gonna give you up. I'm addicted. I think I like it a bit too much. All I needed was one kiss to know this kind of love exists. We don't even entertain what is, 'cause we fly to bite. Yeah, we ride or die. And I can't see me with nobody else. Lord, hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no. The only reason that I'm still breathing. Ain't no fixing up the mess we're in, 'cause our broken hearts, they're just begging to break again. Just a couple masochists, slow dancing at a precipice. We don't even need to say what if it ain't you and I. Then I'd rather die, 'cause I can't see me with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Aventika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AventikaPty or by WhatsApp 69725218.
te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alóricapanamá.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
We'll be right back.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Sacrifice just to sin for the world.
There we go. That's Mr. Elton John, or should I say Sir Elton John, as he is now. And that was Sacrifice. By the way, I got a little note through earlier on from Paul. Paul over there in London, in the UK, he dropped me a little note because Britney Spears is going to return to the music scene. Believe it or not, the collaboration with Sir Elton John has been confirmed. A few details are known about the track. It is called Hold Me Closer, and there's been speculation that the pair were working on a new version of Sir Elton's hit Tiny Dancer as well. The first new music from Britney Spears since she was freed from a 13-year-old conservatorship, during which aspects of her finances and personal life were controlled by her father and others. So, yeah, it's going to be nice. Glad to have her back as well. What with that, we've got a new single played today from Robbie Williams. Time on The Breakfast Show to introduce to you my guests. We've got Alberto Serra and Freysia Bolliard. Is that right? Have I got it right?
You got it right.
I got it. That makes a nice change, actually. Right, I tell you what, let's start, because we're going to be talking, you know, we had Elton John actually singing about Sacrifice. We're going to be talking about a movie, El Sacrificio, and Alberto is the director, and Freysia the producer of the movie. And let's talk a little bit about you first, Alberto, because I got your little story up here, but tell us about your beginnings. Why the movies? How did you get into that?
Well, actually, I started like super young, and like I was like a child.
To
I was
me,
around 16.
To me, you still are.
Yeah, thank you. I was around 16, 17, and I shot my first short movie. And just, you know, I come from family. My uncle is a producer, so I started doing the summers on his production company.
Right.
Like, I was, you know, that kind of kid that wouldn't stay still. So my dad and mom will find different jobs. So I get tired and, you know, something to do with this little crazy kid. So I started going on summers to the production company of my uncle. So basically that's where it starts. You know, I started super young. And then as I grew up, I started tending into telling stories. Back in Panama, back in the day and still today, most of the production companies are advertising related or production service related, but none of them were for film, you know, because Panama didn't have any movement or anything related to making movies. But I had that on my mind. I don't know, just was on my DNA. I always say, like, you know, trying to make a movie. So I started pushing my way to start making movies in Panama. So I actually didn't. I started flying out, looking for other countries where I can, you know, get jobs and work on film. And I, you know, I did a lot of back and forth between the United States, Europe, Brazil, you know, mixed up with my studies. I was doing studies and doing collaborations and work. And then when I came back to Panama, I was around 23, 24, I decided to do my first feature film, that it was a documentary called La Isla del Diablo. That is, it was about Coiba Island and everything that happened there with Noriega and, and the invasion and, you know, the torture and the clandestine cemeteries and all that thing. I already had the horror kind of like on that documentary. It's on YouTube. You can look for it. So, yeah, everything started with La Isla del Diablo. Afterwards, you know, I had my first presentation in the cinema when I was like 25 with the documentary. It was back in the days in the Alhambra cinemas in España.
Yeah, I remember that.
Alhambra, they would always support, like, you know, Ibermedia movies, and they had, like, a little more cultural way than commercial. So I did my presentation there. I remember doing emails, like inviting people. I have no clue, like, how do I make people go see my food? We have no resources, no connection with TV.
Because in those days, I mean, Alhambra days, we weren't really sort of into the internet or anything.
Exactly.
Like,
and I just had an email, and I started shooting emails out to people, like, in the industry. Like, hey, I'm presenting this documentary. And I had no clue if people would show up. And I remember showing up. It was a Thursday at 8 p.m., and I show up to the cinema and I see this line going outside the cinema and, like, I don't know, like all the way to the next local, the next spot, that it was like a hamburger place or something, like La Ranchera, that's something old school too. You see the line, I thought, oh my God, they have like a Hollywood movie or something. And when I arrived, I started asking, this is for, and everybody starts saying, La Isla del Diablo, La Isla del Diablo. And I couldn't believe, like, there were around 800 people outside the cinema to see the documentary. And that moment, of course, I decided, like, okay, I have to do movies in Panama more often because, you know, people really were into it. I remember we had the biggest sala in Alhambra. It was like 600. Mm-hmm. But everything was filled up. People were sitting in the floor. Epic picture mm-hmm. of that place. I remember it somewhere on the internet. It was crowded. So at that moment, you know, I decided, like, you know, I have to keep telling stories about my country because people really want to see them sure. on the big screen. Sure.
But I mean, tell me, I mean, because then when we're looking back at the days of the Alhambra, there weren't many movie theaters then.
Yeah.
And they were showing your movies, showing local movies. But now we've got, you know, every corner has got a movie house now. You know, even here in Paitia, we've got Pacific Center. And
yeah.
just down the road, you've got another two lots down the road. Is it better now? Because I don't think it is in getting local movies on, because... I get a little bit frustrated with, I mean, I don't go to the movies that often, but when I do, I get a little bit frustrated because even a blockbuster or some of the other films that are perhaps not they're on for 2 or 3 days, and then all of a sudden when I want to go and see it and I got time, it's disappeared. And I don't think we're getting enough local. We need more local theatres away from the big changes that give us the local movies. And because I don't think we're getting enough exposure here, let alone outside.
Yeah, I think we need to have like an Alhambra back.
Yes, but not the parking. I remember the parking
yeah,
at the back.
the parking in the back. Yeah, we need that because, you know, it has grown into a really commercialized world. Mm. More, it's more like entertainment than actually cinema. So it has become, a big thing about, you know, making a lot of money and, you know, movies keep going and coming and leaving. And, you know, it's a little bit chaotic, the amount of... somebody said the other day in a meeting it was a visual pollution.
Right, yeah, that's a good expression.
Yeah, even in a meeting with an international sales agent, she said that, and I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what we have. We have too much going on and, you know, less space for artists to actually show up. And I think we do have, compared to the past, now we have a lot of volume of, you know, local movies and documentaries that actually can have a place to... keep, you know, broadcasting or showing on a screen. So yeah, we have more movies, but we have less space now.
Do we have in Panama an association of movie makers? I mean, because, you know, I know Pituca really quite well. We chat quite often and when there's something happening. But we do seem to be getting better when it comes to making Panamanian movies. But getting them shown is another thing. We were talking earlier on, and this is... I mean, perhaps this is something you could talk, Fraser, because you're a producer, and I mean, it's not just a question of making music, it's not just a question of making a movie, it's selling the music and selling the movie, because, you know, otherwise everybody's out of a job, because as much as it is a passion, if you're not making money, you can't even, you know, keep going with a passion. So from your perspective as a producer, how do you get the film sort of out and in people's face?
Well, like you said, we're in, you know, getting it out and fighting against big movies.
Right.
So for us being an indie, we declare ourselves indie, an indie film, but with a high quality.
Right.
With this, and so the money that we have for advertising, obviously, I cannot compete against anyone. So we decided to be strategic and go, okay, who's our public, who will actually go see our movie. So we are in the horror community, so we decided to focus on social media and focus on different focus group on different, so, you know, we know that the metal community normally consumes a lot of horror, and then, you know, we decided to focus on those people, and it worked pretty well for us to attack the mass population of Panama. I think the movie should be seen by every Panamanian. But it's the challenge is huge. We got into the movies, which is fantastic, but we cannot compete against Hollywood. They don't give us a chance to exist out there. So it's the boca a boca, the quality making festival, people talking about us. That helps us.
Sure.
But if you take me out right away because there's a new Hollywood movie coming in, and so it's the challenge. You put your finger on it.
It's an interesting point, actually, because there's been a little bit of a shift, hasn't there? Because they've just cancelled a $90 million movie, which was the Batwoman,
Batgirl
Batgirl movie, They're not going to do it at all, because now it seems to be now that the population in general go for streaming, but that's what the thought. But apparently they're moving away from streaming a bit. So I mean, they felt that with this movie, this $90 million movie that they already spent, mm-hmm. that they're not going to make any money, so they didn't show it. But I would have thought, well, even if you make a bit of money, you know, a couple of million would help. What's your thoughts on that? Just sort of very quickly. I mean, are we seeing a shift in the way that we're watching movies?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm a traditional. I believe that movies and theater should exist forever. I think the experience of going to the movies mm-hmm. is special,
mm-hmm.
and the experience will always stay special. And I appreciate it. I think there's something amazing by going, choosing a movie. The popcorn, sitting, just the sound of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should exist, but the comfort of the home now and the million streaming platform, we change as consumers also.
Sure.
There's so much offers. So.
I guess COVID didn't help much because people got accustomed to sitting at home, going out and buying themselves a nice big screen TV and a comfortable seat. So anyway, look, enough about it, because I want to talk about the movie. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be back chatting. Oh, it's here. I always lose things. We'll be back chatting about the movie. First of all, though, I just want to sort of mention some of our sponsors here. Lumi Centro, by the way. You can shop when it's dark, which is very useful, because they sell lights. Cyber Night at lamparae.com. The official Lumicentro marketplace that brings you 30% off discounts on selected products from 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. This is every day, and Sundays it's all day. Exclusive promotion for the entire month of August applies only in web shopping, but you do your web shopping, I like that, 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Because we can shop any time we like now, can't we? Super cool.
24/7.
24/7.
Dangerous for the credit cards.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back talking about horror movies. Okay, that's him gone. Right, let's talk about horror movies, which is your speciality. What's interesting, when we were talking before we came on air, and by the way, we are talking to Alberto Serra and Fraser Bolliard. Let me just also remind you, we are making our way. We're 17 minutes before 10. Don't forget, following us, we have got Gigi, and we can tell you that for the 19th of August, they're going to have an anniversary special. On the 7th, we celebrate 5 years on the air, so congratulations for that. So don't forget, Gigi is going to be with us at 10 o'clock this morning. Plenty coming, it's all great stuff here on the on an 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest pace when you're ready. Yasmin, you're going to have to hold my cable because I keep pulling it apart. I'm only joking. right. Alberto, yeah, you were telling us as we came onto the program, Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
and you
far start, away.
And you say there's a sort of big horror thing going on over there.
Yeah, actually, when I went to film school there, I wasn't 100% sure. You know, it is the best film school in Europe. It's part of the AMU program, that is the biggest fine arts group in Europe. And I applied to the school, like, because they start, like, a new international program. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think that they would accept me back in the day. That was also, like, emails, you know, sending, right. like, the yeah. normal mail, the correo with the whole mm-hmm. paperwork. I finally got back a letter that I was accepted, and I get there. I remember in January, the beginning, it was still snowing. I remember the street, like, going the car, there was, like, a wall of snow. It was 4 p.m. Everything was dark, so I was like, hey, "What the hell I'm doing here?" kind of sensation. But then, you know, the taxi driver didn't know any English, or you know, I was no Czech, so it was a hassle getting to the college. But we finally did after a long run, an hour and going around. So yeah, I started there, and the first things I started doing, it was the school would send us those sets, like from big movies,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And most of those sets that I went, it was horror movies. And then on the side, like between our partners on the class, we would shoot a lot, like between colleagues, and we would mm-hmm. support each other. And I would shoot a lot of short movies, mostly horror. And then my thesis, like my final project, was a horror movie called Creche.
Mm-hmm.
You can look for it on YouTube. It's really funny. Well, it looks really horrorish, but you know, script is really bad. But well, that's where I started. So yeah, you know, I get that from the Czech Republic on the Prague. And also, it's that even though it's a beautiful city, it's really dark. And mm-hmm. everything that mm-hmm. I would do with my friend, like for example, like instead of going into, I don't know, the classic tourism place, I would go to abandoned castle, like 2 hours away from the city. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we'll find like, that place is full of dungeons, like
right.
below the, mm-hmm. the Prague castle, mm-hmm. there's a huge set of dungeons, and like we will go there and walk and take pictures and shoot, you know, crazy stuff there. Yeah, so I was more like under than outside.
So this really is, but this is now a genre that you like to specialize in.
Yeah, of course, already. Yeah. Like, that's what yeah. I've been working on in the last years, and now mm-hmm. with El Sacrificio, I think it's like my baby master degree on making horror. Actually, the movie already won one important prize outside Panama by, you know, international horror community. So yeah, I really like doing horror. I have a lot of fun with blood.
Right, yes. You never thought of becoming
Good
a doctor. So, tell us a little bit about El Sacrificio. It was an idea.
Okay, right now it's on cinemas. It's in the late tanda, but you can go see it at Cinepolis. Right now we're still on the theaters. We're on the second mm-hmm. week. The movie itself, you know, it's about two sisters that, you know, fall into this, you know, farm mm-hmm. of his grandmother, and they, you know, they fall deep in this curse that, you know, the grandmother has been working on, and you know, has a lot of like we have a lot of, you know, the classic folk tales from the countryside, you know,
mm-hmm.
all those
mm-hmm.
we gather around all these folk tales from Latin America, you know, we start mm-hmm. with the Panama Chivato, then we move to El Mohan from Colombia, and we're starting doing like mixes of legends to give some, you know, what we call giving meat to the, mm-hmm. to the horror mm-hmm. part mm-hmm. of the movie. But yeah, I focus a lot on the drama between the two sisters. You know, there's a lot going on. The other day, also in a conversation with the International Sales Agency, she says that the movie has a lot of art house. It looks like, it has like 50-50, like horror art house, and which is that it could be a dangerous combination, but at the same time could be really good for us, you know, because right. we're bringing something really different to the table with our movie.
When you're making a horror movie, because now, I mean, you find now you sort of, I go back to the days of, you said Alfred Hitchcock, of course, who I think was an absolute master. Because it was psychological, it was more psychological. I never forget seeing the birds, and you know, you would hear this sort of like the and you'd see all the birds gradually coming and landing on the wires and things like that. But now, for me, you know, horror movies seem to have gone like, you know, blood and gore and chopping off heads and you know, nothing sort of. Do you bring in the psychological side?
Yeah, totally. Actually, because of a budget thing.
So basically, you can't afford the blood. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, we can afford the blood at center point. Like, we cannot do too much VFX because we don't have, like, you know, enough. We never have enough time or money and everything to actually put up these super visual effects and, you know, that they look actually horrifying and funny, because that normally was happening with a cheap horror movie that, you know, the blood is funny instead of. Even, but yeah, I go a lot into the psychological part and I play around a lot with the characters to actually have you like on the edge all the way to, you know, halfway of the movie when, you know, I start building the actual horror. But yeah, I go more for, you know, I think it's better playing with people's head that eyes, you know, it's not like, you know, expecting that actually, you know, seeing blood everywhere. It's not that we have blood everywhere, but yeah, I do.
You got enough.
Yeah, I got enough.
But if you're running short, go and work part time as a surgeon.
Yeah.
tell me with the because especially with horror movies, I think it plays a big part in all movies, obviously. But the musical score, because the musical score is something that gives you this atmosphere. I mean, if you remember the Hitchcock film with in the shower, you know, and it was the ding 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 ding. I mean, that's just become a classic, isn't it? So how do you go about your music score? Who do you get to do that for you?
Well, we work with a Panamanian called Giancarlo Feoli. Mm-hmm. Actually, he's a genius with the music. We have something special with the music on this movie because we spent like 3 months doing video post-production and actually spent 6 months working on sound and music. That double the time that video, because actually the movie is pure music and sound. And actually, other thing that we do really different is everything that it was like, we call it like the sound design when you get like the hits and the booms and the sound. I actually mix that on the music. I ask my music guy, my composer, to give me that on the song, not on the VFX. So it will be a lot more stronger. So yeah, we do work a lot on the music, the score. And you know, if you go to the cinema, it feels like the, you know, the rooftop is going to crack in half because the music is really powerful and really strong. We also work with the 30 hertz frequency that actually creates a lot of anxiety on human persons.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, we did that a lot from the back speakers, 5.1. We put everything there. So you get like a, come on, like an anxious all the time. And that's from that.
30, what was the frequency again?
30 hertz.
Okay, I must remember that. I must feed that into the program.
Yeah.
If you're suffering from anxiety, we've got just the thing. Wonderful. So the movies, now tell me, with the movie, you say, you know, it's, you know, had some success, it's been well received, you've had the book. From your side, Afresha, now with the movie, is it being shown outside of Panama?
Yes, now we're doing things a little bit,
al revés.
Al revés, sí. We are, but it's working for us. So we were at the movies, and now it's about, we're starting some festivals. We officially are in a festival in Brazil.
Oh, great.
Yes, so now we're going to start the whole circle of festivals. And for us, it's to be out there, to be internationally seen, and to have conversation with different distributors, trying to get now a streaming deal.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
So that will be the second life of the movie. So to be seen in as many countries as possible.
Well, just because we've had local movies and we streamed on Netflix. You know, actually, luckily I can't remember the name of one of them.
But Causa Justa is the last one.
I don't want to remember the name because it wasn't very good.
Well,
you know what I mean. So I don't want to. But I do remember watching this movie, and I sort of watched it, and I thought, no, I don't believe this. But anyway, we won't go into that. Because, look, luckily, it's time for me to just about wrap up for this morning. So the movie is currently being showing. Currently being shown.
Yep.
And how long is it due to be shown for?
Well, I hope for one more week, but, you know, people should go between today and Thursday, because we don't know what's going to happen on Thursday.
Well, I don't think there's... I think we've got a little bit of a lack of blockbusters at the moment, because we have Andreas Clementi comes in on Wednesday, and we talk about movies, and we actually made him go and see the Minions movie, which he didn't want to do. And I think he quite enjoyed it, actually. Or did he? But... no, because I mean, you mentioned earlier on, Peter, you know, when you were the movies, and they just came in and took it off because there was another one of these blockbusters. This is what we're saying. They're on all the screens. Why can't they leave you? Can't they leave you alone? You know,
people. Yeah, because actually, I think there's space. Like Panama has a lot of movie theaters.
Of course, they do.
I think we do have some space. We have this conversation in the past with some of the cinema, and they say, you know, it's a matter of finding a way to organize at some point in the timeline of the year where they have less big blockbuster movies, because they can't fight against it. Like, they just, you know, this being there like for a long time, so basically they dominate, and that's fine, you know, it's part of the process. But I do think they do have space to actually organize and have, you know, consequence on more of the local cinemas or the local movies.
All right, well, look, thank you both very much, Alberto Serra and Freysha Bollier, director and producer. Thank you so much. Go along and see it. You got another week, unless there's a blockbuster coming out. You've got another week to go and see that. That's El Sacrificio. Do go along. Support the local cinematic industry. And keep us advised. Let us know what you're up to. Thanks for the tip, because now you could do a horror movie on the DJ who plays 30 hertz in the background to control his audience.
Yeah.
You know. You will do it.
We will.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Right, that is it. It's time for me to go off and do something else for the rest of the day. I'm not sure what yet. I'll probably get ready for tomorrow. Thanks to my guests, Alberto and Freysha, and also big thanks to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid McCartney, this morning for her everyday story of country folk. Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio doing all our production work and our social media and everything else. So big thanks to Yasmin. My co-producer Neil Danby over there in the UK. He gets some of our background information as well. Boys and girls of Group of Grado, keep us up and running. And as always to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on 89.3 Cool FM. Don't forget to hang around. Gigi's going to be with you in around about 5 minutes or so. So enjoy that. And as for me, well, what do I say? Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, especially if you're behind a car, perhaps even moving, do it carefully, all right? Because what I want to be doing tomorrow, 6 o'clock, talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.